Good day, everybody. How's everyone doing?
All right.
All right.
Good day,
Today,
everyone.
yay. Today we have myself, Cindy, we have Sylvia, we have Dana, and we have Matthew. And we are here for some good news.
Yay.
I am drinking coffee as usual. Every morning I drink coffee. And we say like coffee because that's from New York.
I
Coffee?
don't say coffee.
You don't say coffee?
No, that's Boston.
That's Boston.
But I say coffee.
Then you're from Boston. Boston says coffee and car keys.
Really?
I lost my car keys. Yeah.
Boston. You don't know you have an accent until you go to like California, and people are like, "Oh, you say water differently from us." But I'm like, I say it like a regular person. I don't know, with an accent, like.
We do sound different compared to other states. And California is different. They also have a slight accent. Boston's definitely, Bostonians, they are really apparent.
So how do New Yorkers say coffee?
Coffee, just the way you said it, coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
But if you split it up like that,
Yeah.
sound that way, it's coffee.
Yeah, coffee.
I mean, what's the right way to say without an accent? I think everything you say has an accent, right?
Yeah, there's no right way of saying, unless if you're talking like a news reporter, then they go by their like dialect, which is like standard American English dialect.
Every place has an accent, even news reporters. You can't get rid of it.
News reporters have their own way of speaking, and I guess you could call that a news reporter accent too. Because they have to fit the mold for everyone to understand, whereas the Southerners talk a certain way and, the Northerners and such.
So, New Yorkers love their coffee so much. I have an article saying that person in police custody donates lottery winnings to department, tells officers to buy decent coffee. So this person was locked up in jail for a day and he drank their coffee. It's not in New York, it's in England. England people definitely likes their beverages like tea especially, and also coffee. So I didn't realize that England also loves coffee besides tea. This guy was locked up. He sent a note to the department sarcastically thanking them and giving him his winning lottery tickets. This was at Cambridgeshire Police.
So when they say 200 G, does that mean $200,000 or
Grand, yeah.
200 grand?
Grand. So
Oh my gosh.
yeah. Well, no, that's a different article. That's not this one.
Oh, okay.
You know how
That
these things
was
have
mac and
ads.
cheese. That's mac and cheese for
Yeah,
dinner.
that's oh
Hey,
man.
that's your calling.
That
Mac
is my calling.
and
I love mac and cheese. Oh my goodness.
cheese. See, Cindy, you're talking with like a RJ voice accent right now. Oh my goodness, I love mac and cheese. You know you don't really talk like that.
Really? I don't even know who RJ is. Oh, isn't he the brother?
Radio jockey.
Oh, he's a okay.
No, RJ is an acronym for radio jockey, because you have like for radio people, you have to have like that kind of way of talking with that voice and intonation, and that's what you're projecting right now, a radio jockey voice.
That's awesome. DJ J
DJ,
Rom.
RJ, Cindy J,
DJ
CJ,
Cindy Bear.
Cindy Bear.
DJ CJ. There you go.
DJ CJ. Oh, I like that one. DJ CJ. And DJ Day. Oh.
Day.
I watched Beetlejuice again.
You did? I still haven't watched it.
Yeah,
I
it's
need to
so
find a
good.
place to watch it. Oh, I now officially have Disney Plus. I have Hulu. I have Netflix. I signed up for Verizon and I got all of these little perks and I was like, yes, bring it on.
For
Verizon's
free?
awesome.
Wait, it's
Yeah.
in the bundle?
Not Netflix, but Disney Plus and Hulu is included. Plus they give you a ring bell and something related to Amazon system after 65 days. So the Disney Plus and Hulu I got already, and the rest I'm gonna get in 65 days.
That's really good. Is the bill expensive?
It's $75 a month just for internet.
Oh, that's not horrible.
Which isn't bad because I had Optimum prior to this and it was terrible. And that was $55 a month and it didn't have any of these incentives. So I'm saving $7 on Disney. I'm saving $10 on Hulu. Plus I get a Ring Bell.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, it pays for itself.
Yeah, Ring Bell, you have to pay monthly fees. So Matthew has a Ring Bell himself here. He pays a monthly fee for it. But it's not an expensive monthly fee. It's like $3 a month. And you can see whoever's at your door at any time. It's awesome.
I have the Blink surveillance system, and that's really good too. It's also sensor activated. And I love it.
So really? I've never heard of that one.
Blink. Yeah, it's a small device. They are on the cheaper end, and they're wireless. So you don't have to like plug anything in to your internal cables. Nothing has to come in. It's all via phone. So it alerts you, even if you get like a mail delivery, it sends you an alert and it video records the whole process. So you can watch it later. Not to digress off of your coffee topic, but
well,
that's my good news, Verizon.
Yay. Yeah, we need to pay for internet.
Good internet.
Really good internet. Yeah, Verizon has a good name to it. You know, that's what my mom has, Verizon. So, going back to the article, he gave two scratch-off lottery tickets worth a grand total of $11.73 with the note and telling them that their police, the coffee and food was S-H-I-T, I'm guessing.
Oh.
I know. And the police officer, they struck back saying, "We take all feedback seriously, and that includes the food and drink served in our cells. Thank you to the author of this card who took the time to review their recent stay with us at Parkside and even brought us a couple of scratch cards in the hope we'd use the winnings to purchase some decent coffee."
I have to like stop you and be like, this sounds like it's like a hotel service and not like a prison. Like, didn't this guy go to jail?
Yeah. He was arrested.
How do they serve coffee and like things like that at prison? That's not a thing in America, is it?
They do. If you go into police office, police station, they have coffee station.
No, but don't they only give that to like witnesses and people who are not in trouble?
Right.
I'm pretty positive they don't give it to prisoners because they can use it as a weapon. Draw hot coffee back on somebody.
Yeah, this sounds like spa service for like
it's England.
I'll get a nice cup of coffee.
Yeah, they said, so they also said, "We'll keep the coffee as it is for now in the hope you won't visit again and donate the winnings to the local charity."
Good, win-win.
Yeah.
Don't come back if you don't like our coffee. Mm-mm.
Yeah, there is coffee snobs out there. And I think I might be a coffee snob. I do test the coffees.
But in prison?
Come yes. On. Oh. Freedom of speech. Even in prison.
So we'll go to England. We'll commit a crime. And you can test out the coffee. You'll commit the crime. I'll just sit there and watch.
Matthew's like, go right ahead, Cindy. Do your thing. You should go go-karting and run into someone. There you go.
Run into a police officer for go-kart.
You can't get out. Once you're in the go-kart ring, you can't get out of the ring. Maybe I'll fly out the ring with the go-kart.
Take the go-kart out of the ring, and therefore you're breaking the law.
Okay, help me lift it.
I'll lift it. You drive it, though.
And if you don't like the coffee, then you're stuck with it. So, sorry.
That's horrible.
Yeah, you can't ask for pumpkin spice anything over there.
Okay, I can't go to jail. I need my pumpkin spice.
I still have not had anything pumpkin spice this year.
What?
And I'm proud of it. I'm like, what's the big deal? Is it a big deal? Am I missing out?
Yeah.
Did you do it on purpose?
I mean, I used to get it in like the past, like once a year, but like this year, it just hasn't come to me to get anything pumpkin spice. I'm not feeling very pumpkin spicy this year.
Yeah, I understand. This year is odd. It's not a pumpkin spice type of year.
Yeah.
It's an apple cider or apple spice type of year.
I did have apple cider.
But you know, I actually, today, sometimes I add a little bit of cocoa powder in my coffee. So this morning I'm having cocoa powder in my coffee.
Cocoa powder isn't like hot chocolate powder. Ooh. That was my cat jumping off the tree.
Oh, hi, go. Kitty.
Kitty Poo. He's hungry. Kitty Poo. He hasn't been served breakfast yet.
He hasn't?
No, he has. He just doesn't realize it. So he's raiding Shez's cat tree and stealing food off of it.
Kitty Poo, can you go to eat, Kitty Poo? Do you hear me, Kitty Poo?
Kitty Poo's getting fatty here.
Kitty Poo.
Where is he?
There you go. Kitty Poo, I see you. I see you in the tree.
You do? Look, they're all watching
you. I see you.
He's ashamed. He's like,
aww.
So there's a food bowl right on top that he likes to steal from. So he climbs all the way up there and then he falls down.
Don't be shy, Kitty Poo.
Now he's being a little vacuum and picking up all of the stuff that he dropped. That's the spirit TV. My sister and my brother-in-law sent me a huge flat curved TV.
Ooh.
As a housewarming present. So I just set that up.
That's one of the best gifts.
I know. It's 65 inches. It's huge.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a beauty.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to watch it. So. Yeah.
Okay, now you're going to watch all the movies and all the shows.
You guys got to come over. You guys got to have like a movie night.
I'm like, absolutely. Yeah. Maybe Beetlejuice.
Yes. We are so scattered today. Sorry, guys, to throw everyone off, but this is an exciting day.
Yes.
It's wild. Just like Cindy's hair.
I know. My hair is really crazy right now. If anyone can see me, nobody can see me, but yes. Except for the crew. It's
crazy.
Until we take the screenshot, keep the
hair. Oh no, I'll keep the hair. I look horrible. I look like I just came out of the jail cell.
Beetlejuice with bad coffee.
Don't even say it one more time, because he'll appear.
Well, Beetlejuice does kind of have hair.
Said
like
it.
That.
That's what made me think of it.
Yeah, we learned a lot about Beetlejuice, even though I saw it so many times. We learned a lot. Recently, there's when you watch a movie over and over and you really pay attention, you learn there are things that I didn't realize happened in the movie after multiple times watching it.
Only 50 plus times to figure these things out.
Yeah, no, it's a really good movie.
Do you guys have it memorized, like line by line? Can you guys like act it out? You, Matthew,
we can act some of it out.
It's showtime. Sporadic words going. Yeah, it's a fun movie. It's not too long and it's old school, and the main actor is Alec Baldwin when he was young and Gina Davis, and I couldn't believe that's Alec Baldwin. I'm like, that's Alec Baldwin, he looks so young. So 1988, that was when the movie came out. Speaking of your little kiddie poo, wouldn't you love to know what Kitty Poo is saying?
Wow. I would know. He'd always tell me he's hungry. Shez, yes. Shez has a lot of thinking and talking to do. Aww. Kitty Poo just has one mission in life. That's to eat and sleep.
Yes. So Dana's two cats and our cat, Kitty, also talks a lot, which meows a lot. There's a guy named Javier Sanchez who works at Amazon's Alexa. He's a project manager in the tech company called Aquilon, and he is developing an app called Meow Talk. This app allows you to record your cat, and the app will tell you what the cat is saying in English. Basically, it's going to record your cat's sayings multiple times, and it's going to translate it based on their sayings. It's not really a language, but they tend to say the same things, the same meows when they're trying to tell us something. So your cat has a different meow than my cat. And this app would say, oh, I'm hungry, I'm in pain, you know, things like that. I do like this app because I would try to get it, Meow Talk, and try it out. You can download it and test it out on your own and see how and what your cat is saying. You never know. What if your cat is saying something philosophical? Who knows? You can learn something from the cat.
Or cursing at you.
Oh.
I just downloaded it.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Meow Talk?
Yeah. I'll see if I can capture them meowing at me. They do it more so at night. So I'll probably catch them then.
And okay.
See if they have to share with me.
So next week, let me know what your cats are saying from Meow Talk.
Will do.
It's available for download on Apple and Android phones. So if anyone wants to download Meow Talk, it's MEOWTALK. And I think, Sylvia, if you want to download it, we could test it on Kitty.
Yeah, we could. I kind of have an idea of what Kitty tells me sometimes because, you know, you've been around him so long. Sometimes he says meow, but if he says meow, meow, that means it's time for dinner. That's the only thing I know what he's saying. Yeah. Like, that's his dinner language, meow, meow.
Or it, mama.
Mama is when he's really excited. He's like, mama. And then he also says meow, meow sometimes. I don't know, if it's one meow, you have to listen to his tone of voice. Sometimes if it's one meow, he wants you to pet him.
Right.
Yeah.
But mama, like my mom keep teaching him to say mama, and he really did say mama.
Yeah, he does say mama sometimes.
Yeah. So that's cool. That's cute, actually. He's like, yeah. Mama, mama. And he said it really loudly one time. I think when Matthew was there, he's like, mama.
And the fact that you guys like are so like attentive and kind of decode what he's saying, that's pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Kitty Poo has like a very distinct meow when he's hungry. Like you can hear like the hunger in his voice. That's where I'm like, okay, I know you're not faking it. I know you're really hungry.
Yeah.
And he's a really good actor.
Yes. Also in England, UK, they developed like some kind of cat donation place where over 10,000 stray cats found a home. And I think it's also an app. But yeah, in England, they are trying to get all the cats off the streets. These cats are looking for homes and people can find cats. And over 10,000 cats since the pandemic to now have homes. So I think that's really amazing. I feel really bad when I see cats out there in the cold. And I'm like, come on, we need to take them in. But the cats don't come in just like that. They just, you know, cats are scared when there are stray cats. That's my cat article. Anyone else has anything good to share?
I have something. So the article I have is called Goldie Hawn Brings Proven Mindfulness Lessons to Kids and Their Parents Online for Free. If anyone knows who Goldie Hawn is, she is actually an actress, and she is 74 years old. I know her face, and I saw her face, I was like, she's very familiar. So I looked up what movies she's done, and she's done movies even recently, such as Snatched, 2017. She was on The First Wives Club. It was also on Death Becomes Her. And I was like, oh my God, Goldie Hawn. But the thing is, I didn't know that for 16 years, since 2003, she opened a foundation called Mind Up, where they teach mindfulness in schools, and they've measured successful outcomes in students who've often experienced anxiety, stress, anger, or depression. This article has sort of came up about this program that she offers, which she's having it out for free because of the pandemic, and because she says that now more than ever, people are home, they're feeling a lot of stress. And now it says here, MindHub has unveiled a new free service that families can access for 24/7. They've partnered with an app called Insight Timer. And I'm sort of into mindfulness and meditation. So mindfulness means to be aware of your emotional state and your mental state without being attached to the emotion or putting your identity. Like if you feel sad or depressed, you don't say things to yourself like, I am a sad and depressed person. You're like, oh, I'm feeling this way at the moment. So you reflect on that feeling. Because you're detached from it, you could actually find solutions to help yourself, which I think is really cool. So they partnered with Insight Timer, the world's largest free meditation app. MindUp is now delivering short 5-minute exercises based on its accredited curriculum that teaches daily gratitude and brain breaks proven to improve focus, resiliency, optimism, and empathy. I thought this article was really cool because I recognize her face and I've seen some of her movies, Goldie Hawn. I thought it was amazing that an actress is well known in education and psychology. And that also reminded me of Mayim Bialik. She was Amy in Big Bang Theory, who is a neuroscientist. And also Keira Knightley, she has a PhD in mathematics. And she's done some pretty good research papers on math. No matter what age you are, and no matter what, even if you're a big famous actress, you can do so much with your life and really give back to society, which Goldie Hawn is doing. So if you're interested in learning more, you can go on Mind Up and you could sort of browse around and see if you want to try something for free. But for me, I'm thinking I might actually try the Insight Timer. So what it does, you get to understand how your brain works, how the brain works can empower you and the children in your life to discover how to change your brain to become calmer and more optimistic. That's my article.
Oh, great article. I think it is important for children to have something to relieve their stress. A lot of kids have anxiety and depression from school. It happens to almost many kids, like a lot of us. You know, in school, you have to compare to each other, especially in high school, you have to live up to a standard. It's really crazy growing up for a lot of kids because of people have their biases. Nobody really cares. There's a lot of bullying. So I'm really happy that Goldie Hawn is doing this with her crew. She is also doing something good with her time, especially with kids. I love all to help kids and animals the most because they're the innocent ones. Yeah, anything always helps, especially celebrities that help instead of just wasting their money on whatever, you know.
Yeah, you want to find meaning and purpose in your life. Sometimes fame and fortune and doing just one thing doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, and also her Mind Up program is accredited by the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning. Yeah, and according to the World Health Organization, since 2002, more children are struggling with concentration and nervousness and lifestyle changes because of COVID-19. It's really great she's offering this for free now.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, so if anybody, Mind Up.
And also like looking at her age too, 74, it reminds me of like all of the presidential like candidates. They're all in their 70s or late 70s. Is that the actual golden age for everybody? Like this, is that the big age where everyone actually does something awesome and amazing? It's never too late. You know, if you think that you're still trying to find yourself and you're still trying to do something positive in the world, maybe you have until 80, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you don't have to wait till your 70s to do all this.
Yeah, but a lot of people got their little breakthrough now. But she's had this organization for 16 years, so she's been steadfast on positive psychology.
Okay.
And education, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Wonderful. So would anybody else have anything else to share?
Do you think that during this quarantine you become a better cook?
Yeah, I actually cooked something and I don't cook.
Well, according to 40% of people, they seem to believe they are on the level of being ready to compete on MasterChef after 2020.
Wow. So
they're ready to go on the game show and compete. 6 in 10 Americans said their cooking skills have improved since the beginning of the pandemic. And a new survey of 2,000 Americans reveals on how cooking has become a bigger part of their lives. Are you ready to go on MasterChef now since you did one cooking lesson?
No.
You sure?
Absolutely. Yeah, during the pandemic, I am sure. During the pandemic, I did cook a few items and I really enjoyed it. I would definitely not make beef Wellington. That was one of the toughest challenges in MasterChef, I thought. I mean, I love MasterChef, that's cooking show. The Food Network channel is my channel to watch. Beef Wellington, a lot of people made that. I'm shocked because it's very hard to make that. I don't eat beef, but looking at how to make it is very tough.
What did you cook, Cindy?
I cooked a few items. I had a food competition with Matthew one night and we had Patrick, Matthew's friends, and Patrick and his wife, Amy, come over and judge blind, you know, judge, because they don't know who cooked what. So I cooked creamy shrimp garlic pasta. It was so delicious. I also cooked, we had an appetizer, entree, and dessert. So the appetizer is the baked squash. It was so delicious with panko and a little hot sauce in it. And then I had my pasta dish and I had dessert, which was chocolate chip dough ice cream crumbled with crumble. It was delicious. I would cook it again. I won that competition.
Really?
Yeah, that's I won.
Matthew. Now we go on the show. I think you're ready.
You're ready.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. I hope that they welcome pescatarians in the cooking show.
Why not?
All right. I'm not a judge, so it should be okay.
Yeah. Cooking is a good skill to have. I mean, just the fact of you learning to like mix ingredients and stuff, it's a science, you know, and it's creativity. So I'm dabbling in it too, more so. I don't know if it's because of quarantine or other reasons, but I'm learning too. It's nice.
It's nice. I mean, just find a recipe and buy the ingredients and it'll be good. I did put my own ingredients in, not ingredients, but like I cooked orzo with the pasta. It didn't call for it, but I had to think in my mind what would go well with it. And it worked out really well. So okay. Cooking is also experimenting.
And therapeutic. I was telling my dad, he's wondering, he's like, every night he's coming over for dinner. He's like, why are you cooking almost every day? And I was like, it's my only break away from the computer screen. It's my only time when I'm not staring at my laptop or my phone or my TV, where I'm looking at something that's like physically there. So that's my 1 hour a day where my eyes get a little bit of a break.
Nice. And you can also save money, because right now the pandemic, unfortunately, is still on. And we can't go out as much. Restaurants are getting closed down again right here in New York City. And things are not great at the moment. But we can buy food from the grocery and cook on our own. And I like that. I think that I'm going to start doing that more and more than going out.
And it's so good. Fridge?
What? Oh, yeah, we got it. We got the fridge finally.
Congratulations.
Finally.
That's why I'm like, you guys are having ice cream and stuff. You must have a fridge then.
Yes. So yeah. What happened was the fridge broke down here and we ordered PC Richard a new fridge September 11th. We ordered a new fridge. A month and a half later, it's still not coming and we keep calling them. And they said, oh, GE is not releasing any fridges. So we're like,
okay. That is true, though. I went into Home Depot, I ordered a bunch of appliances, and they also told me that a lot of the items, the appliances are back ordered. So they won't come until January of next year or February of next year.
So I think they're making it or something. And we just was like, we couldn't deal with this anymore. So I really had to call them. We called GE and then we called PC Richard. We're like, can we have one already in stock? We found one, we did our research and we got it. That's what's going on right now. But it's a lovely fridge. It has water and ice that we never had before.
All those dispensers. I love those.
So I'm drinking more water now. Which
it's the little things in life, right? Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
A refrigerator.
Ice maker.
Convenience of having a refrigerator.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're happy about that. We have 3 minutes left.
Be selective in your battles. Sometimes peace is better than being right.
Oh,
very true.
Be
selective in your battles. Sometimes peace is better than being right. And there's another one. You are better than you believe and stronger than you seem and smarter than you think.
That's a positive message out there. It's sometimes better not to be right. I mean, a lot of times better not to be right. I mean, it feels good to be right, but you don't have to. Sometimes you're wrong, even though you feel like you're right. And it's always good to be the bigger person in a situation.
Be at peace with yourself. You know, that's really what matters. Because sometimes you can argue at ends with somebody who's just going to be narrow-minded and never agree to it. Then there's no point. You're better just being, yes, you're right. And moving on.
Yeah. Yeah, because everyone has their own opinions. And, you know, even though you have a different opinion, doesn't mean either one is right or wrong.
All right, well, everyone have a wonderful week.
Yes.
Nice seeing you all.
I mean, even though I saw you for kickboxing, it wasn't really, you know, it was quick. So yeah. Hopefully we can meet, you know, another time soon.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, and the good news crew.
Over and out.
Over and out. Yeah, so everyone have a good day, good weekend. And thank you for listening.
Bye.
Put
your hands up.
This is the longest minute ever.
I know.
What's going on?
Wax on, wax off.